Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about animals of all things. We humans are social creatures, and because of this we interact with the other creatures that we share the planet with, whether they be vertebrate, non-vertebrate, and this has led to some really, really interesting and the development of some really, really interesting partnerships and work with other creatures. And in particular, thinking about things like assistance animals, assistance dogs in particular. So we've long known that dogs have been really, really helpful, seeing eye dogs and things like that, but more and more, dogs are being taken into a whole variety of aspects of health and human life, from mental health to aged care facilities to children's hospitals and cancer wards, as a way to help us to live our best life. And a lot of the research suggests that having connection with an animal reduces stress. Can be a particularly reassuring thing for people who suffer from emotional difficulties and mental health issues. Can be a form of company that helps to minimize and help with loneliness, and there's really, really important health benefits of that. Can even be a form of interaction that a lot of people will actually communicate, share, have conversations with their animals and find that that is actually a really, really beneficial thing. This is actually something outside of a health context that we can actually all potentially benefit from. We all know that having a pet is an enjoyable thing, but we might be able to value add to our experience of that if we happen to have a family pet. And that might be about being a little bit more intentional and engaging with the animals or the creatures that we have in our world slightly differently. Obviously, having a pet, in particular a dog, is a great opportunity to build in, you know, some exercise, some ability to connect with our neighbours in the neighbourhood, to get to know each other. But also, I'd like to encourage people to think about the idea of play. It's often a thing that adults, we don't do particularly well, and there's a great joy in that, and having a pet can be a good opportunity for that. It can also be another great way to develop new and interesting and deepen, you know, family connections and use the animal as a real bonding experience. And the other reason that having a pet can be great is that if we engage with animals, if we get out into the world and walk them, particularly if we go out into the natural world, we expose ourselves to something called non-intentional focus, which is that the world takes our focus, and so our focus shifts away from the stresses and difficulties we might be experiencing, and that's got some real benefits in terms of our ability to be mindful and also reduce stress. Now, obviously, we all can't own animals. So this leads me to just have everyone consider the opportunity to do our friends a favor, to borrow an animal, to maybe connect up with rescue animal organizations and do some part-time care, or even some of the places like the RSPCA would probably benefit from having visits. So there's ways that we can all deepen our connection with the creatures that we have in the world. I'd like to also add, if anyone out there is interested in going and buying a pet, please consider getting a rescue animal and make a really compassionate choice about that. Too many animals suffer as a result of abandonment and things like that. So sit, roll over. Good listeners. Have a great week with Mind Games.